Mr. Macon Johnson's kidnapping trial snatched Tupelo Landing inside out, sharp as Miss Rose snaps a pillowcase before she pins it to her wash line. It gave my best friend, Dale Earnhardt Johnson III, a triple shot of worry before the courthouse even opened its doors. In the first place, Mr. Macon Johnson is Dale's daddy. In the second place, Dale and me, co-founders of Desperado Detective Agency, helped put Mr. Macon behind bars last summer, making us top witnesses against him. And in the third place, Dale's the first in his family ever to testify on the side of the law. The idea of his daddy's trial twisted Dale so hard, he forgot how to sleep. As for me, Miss Moses LeBeau, a sixth grader in her prime, I looked forward to sending Mr. Macon to the slammer where he belongs. Nobody hurts Dale without hearing from me. Nobody kidnaps the Colonel and Miss Lana without answering to me either. The Colonel and Miss Lana are my family of choice, and I am theirs. As best friend, Dale is family too. Besides, a conviction would look good for Desperado Detective Agency. This case is a slam dunk, I reminded the Colonel the day before the trial. Dale and me heard Mr. Macon confess. He closed the trunk of our vintage Underbird, which used to be a Thunderbird until the T and H fell off, and sent the Piggly Wiggly grocery cart careening across the parking lot.
A slam dunk, the Colonel snorted. There's no such thing, Mo. An infinite number of things can always go wrong.
The Colonel's handsome in a rugged, don't-mess-with-me way. He wears his hair short and bristly, and his muscles strong and lean.
Fasten your seatbelt, soldier, and don't get your hopes up over this trial.
We zipped through Tupelo Landing, North Carolina, population 148, and headed for the cafe we run with Miss Lana at the edge of town. Cat, I said, reaching across the Colonel's arm and hitting the horn. An orange cat shot to the sidewalk. The Colonel likes to pretend he wouldn't have swerved. I know better. I waved at Dale's brother, Lavender, the dashing race car driver I will go out with in just 7 more years, as he tooled by in his blue 1955 GMC pickup truck. Miss Lana says nobody's perfect. I say Lavender proves her wrong.
What do you think will happen tomorrow?
I asked the Colonel.
I think we'll be good friends to Dale,
he said.
It can't be easy to send your father to jail, even if he's Macon Johnson. And I think we'll tell the truth. Beyond that, it's crapshoot. But if everything goes as expected, we all testify, the judge rules, and Macon goes to prison for a very long time.
Of course, nothing went as expected. By sundown the next day, Dale and his mama needed a bodyguard. Lavender's life hung in the balance, and the Desperado Detective Agency had a case we'd never want in a million years. It's hard to say when things started going sideways. Life still felt on track as the Colonel and me lugged our groceries around the side of the cafe and into our home in the back half of our building. We seemed on track an hour later when Miss Lana peeked in the door to my flat, which my enemies say is nothing but a closed-in side porch opening off our living room.
"Do you have your courtroom outfit ready, sugar?"
Miss Lana asked, smoothing her Marilyn Monroe wig. Costuming counts with Miss Lana, a former child star of the Charleston Community Theater. So do staging and dramatic pauses. "Yes, ma'am," I said, nodding to my rocking chair. I'd laid out my new blue jeans and my clean-enough red sweater. I'm going as a normal sixth grader, I added as my phone jangled. She sashayed off as I scooped up the receiver. Desperado Detective Agency, felonies are our delight, lost pets, our duty. How may we assist you?
Mo, it's me. Dale.
Like I wouldn't recognize my best friend's voice.
Meet me outside. Daddy's invited us over, but we ain't got much time.
Over would be to the county jail.